I met you when you were like, transits are life. And then now I'm like, transits are life.
Oh my God, we should make that into a t-shirt. Transits are
Transits
life.
are life.
Transits are life. Like,
Yeah.
seriously, if you want to learn how to, one, do the work on yourself, because the transits also offer you an opportunity to do the work on yourself. For example, I've been waiting for this fucking transit and I do not want it. Okay. I also, there's some transits that I'm like, well, fuck. But what the transits do is they help prepare you a lot of times for what's to come.
Are you ready to discover who you came here to be? Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. Human Design is a system and a tool that is here to empower you and show you your greatest potential. Come learn with us and discover who you really are.
Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. And this is the podcast you've been waiting for. I almost did the dun, dun, dun. Okay, now I did it. Hello, everybody. And welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast and the program recap. My name is Crystal, and I am a 1-3 sacral generator. Like, what are my things? Rising Capricorn, Sagittarius Sun, and an Aries Moon.
And I'm Leah. I am a 2-4 splenic projector, Aquarius Sun, Taurus Moon, and Libra Rising.
And as I already said, this is the program recap where we talk about the transits. And I would say we're probably one of the few human design podcasts that not only talk about human design, but we also talk about astrology and tarot and the thread that runs through. That's what these episodes are when you hear or you see the title, the program recap. And this really provides practical and tangible ways to work with the system in your everyday life. I look at the transits is almost like the cosmic codes that are carved out through the stars and planets, this celestial roadmap that, if you think back to like the beginning of time, they used to use the stars to navigate where they needed to go. And I feel like somewhere down the line, humanity forgot how important the stars and planets actually are. And so we're here to bring that back to you because when you understand the way the cosmic current is moving, then you can actually learn how to take aligned action that can help provide success in your everyday life. So, the program recap episodes are where we discuss the transits through the lens of human design, astrology, and tarot. But if you enjoy human design, we also have educational episodes and interviews that are scattered throughout the show. And then we'd also have two new series that are starting in 2024. You're gonna wanna subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching us on YouTube. Hi, YouTubers, or you're gonna want to make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever feels good for you. Some people really prefer a visual, and some people really prefer an audio. So that's why we've kind of put ourselves in all the places so we can provide to you what you need as an individual, because that's what human design is all about. It's all about being an individual and differentiation. So we want to make sure that we're doing that for you. And so this episode, the program recap, where we talk about the transits, and like I said, we're basically taking you through the week, or for actually we been doing two weeks at a time, but we are switching things up for the new year. So you'll find out what that means on January 1st, because that's when the next episode on the transits will come out. But we're reformatting, so it's going to be different than these. I know that we started out doing them weekly, and then we switched to bi-weekly, and now we're switching to something else because we've, to be quite honest, been looking at our analytics. And I actually was talking about this, Leah, with one of our past cosmic community members the other day. And I just think for myself especially, that I'm a little, and probably for you too, you're an Aquarius and you're a projector, a little bit ahead of our time with that. People don't honestly understand the importance of the transits as much as I feel like people should. And especially in human design, I feel like astrology, when people are talking about it through the lens of astrology, it's easier for people to grasp because it's been around for centuries, you know? But human design is newer, and some people don't even know that there's transits for human design.
I know I didn't because I was like, just I heard about astrology and then I was like, that's too confusing for me. And I didn't really try. And then I met you and you were like, transits are life. And then now I'm like, transits are life.
Oh my God, we should make that into a t-shirt. Transits are
Transits are
life.
life.
Transits are life. Like, seriously, if you want to learn how to, one, do the work on yourself, because the transits also offer you an opportunity to do the work on yourself. For example, I've been waiting for this fucking transit and I do not want it. Okay. I also, there's some transits that I'm like, well, fuck. But what the transits do is they help prepare you a lot of times for what's to come. And so at the end of January, Gate 37 is going to move back into Saturn. And you may or may not know, because I have talked about it on here a few times, Leo knows, my core wound, which is your unconscious Mars, by the way. Your core wound is whatever gate is in your unconscious Mars. So if you have your human design chart pulled up, take a little look at what your unconscious Mars gate is in, because that is one of your biggest shadows and one of your biggest learnings for this life. And so mine is gate 40.4. And that is in the heart center, which I have the heart center defined, but I don't have the 40 connected to the 37. But I will temporarily, for a couple of months, be operating as an emotional. And to have my core wound mixed with a transit placement of Saturn on the opposite end, which we just I actually just experienced over the summer. That remember when I turned it into like the biggest mess of life. That was when we had the 37 in transit, when it was going backwards. Because you know that's when a lot of the retrogrades happen during the summer. So now it's moving forward into back into gate 37. And so I'm not
So
looking forward.
I'll mark that on my calendar.
Yeah, that crystal will be a hot mess for 2 months
Great.
during this transit. But you know what's interesting? Because I do am a very spiritual person. I have five planets in Sagittarius, okay? And my sun sits in the 12th house. I couldn't stop being spiritual even if I wanted, and I have tried. It's a part of me. And so I keep hearing from my guides that this transit's actually going to help heal you. All the work that you had to do when it was last in this place over the summer, you're going to get an opportunity to actually heal and move forward when it goes back into Saturn, because it's going to be moving forward then instead of going backwards. So I just keep saying, okay, I don't try to make sense of it. You know, I have an open head and undefined Ajna. I don't try to make sense of a lot of what I feel like spirit or my higher self is trying to tell me, or my guides, or whoever the fuck's talking to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't try to make sense of it. A lot of times I just go, oh, that's nice. or that's interesting. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. But I've been doing a lot of work on myself and like my physical body, especially lately. Can't remember. Did I tell you that I'm doing that vagus nerve course? Did I say that to
No,
you?
but I saw it on your stories.
Okay. That was, I'll wait till we get to our next segment to explain that. But that was like an exorcism that happened to my entire being, physically, emotionally, mentally, an exorcism. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, What a great episode for you to be listening to first with us, because we're really going to help prepare you for this next week. That's what these episodes are about, preparing you to be able to work with the cosmic current. And if you've been here for a while, thank you so much for being here. We're so happy you're here. I cannot believe we are at the end of 2023.
Crazy.
So because we are transitioning into a new year and into a new way, we're going to be sharing the transits with you guys. We are only doing 1 week. This episode is only going to be from Christmas, actually. This episode is coming out on Christmas, the 25th to the 31st. And then we'll have an interview episode that's going to drop on the 28th. And then we'll have our updated transit episode happening on the first of the year. So
Yes.
you'll definitely want to stick around for all of that. And then we just also had a check out our last episode was also an interview episode with Adriana. That was a really great episode. I
That's
feel
great.
like these interviews that we've just had have been really fantastic. And I'm trying to get somebody else on that I was just I was I I'm trying to get somebody else on. I just mentioned them, but I'm not going to mention the whole situation because I'm just waiting to see if it's going to happen, because I reached out to them. I thought they were going to ignore me, and they responded and told me and directed me to potentially getting them on. So I don't know. It depends
Nice.
on, and like they seem like a very busy person. So I don't know if we'll get them on, but I'm just holding the sacral life force and of getting them on right now and just waiting.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But we have a lot. I'll say, speaking of 2024, we have a lot in store for you guys between the two new series that we're starting. We've got a lot new, we got a whole new self-paced series that we're also going to be doing on the energy types. And we also have, if you're new here, or maybe you missed it, or you need a reminder, we still have doors open to pick up your ticket for our yearly forecast for 2024, which is going to be, I can already feel it in my body. Anytime I think about it, I can feel the resonance in my body. This is going to be one of the best things we've ever done, because I am bringing like all of my life force and like full channeling. Like I'll probably need to like sleep for like 3 days after this,
Yeah.
because 2024 is going to be the year that everything changes. Like everything. Like where things began to change in 2020, because we're moving into a new global cycle. If you do or do not know, that's going to be taking place in 2027, which I actually was just watching somebody recently that channels like timelines and stuff like that. I don't think she knows about human design from the way she was talking about everything. I just recently found her, and she said on this episode that she the biggest change is going to be happening in 2027. And I was like,
Yeah.
holy shit. I was like, it doesn't matter if you know human design or not, we know something big is coming. And a lot of people are saying the same year that Ra said, which is 2027.
Yeah, without even some of them without even knowing any of
Right. I
that
don't think she actually knows.
context. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm that's one I am going to be touching on 2027 in this yearly forecast. It is only $55. You can pick it up in the show notes down below. We'll be going for probably at least 2 hours. It's going to be through human design, astrology, and tarot. There's going to be Reiki. There's going to be channeled messages. There's going to be like actually integrating steps for you on how to take aligned action for the year. When is the time to rest? Like I am literally going to prepare each one of you each step of the way. And if you can't make it live, that's totally okay, because it's also going to be recorded. Every single person that purchases, that comes to the live, or just purchases in general, you get the replay no matter what. And you also, if you can't make it to the live, but you do have questions or comments, you'll be able to, there'll be a chat box with the link that you'll be receiving for the replay, and you'll be able to ask those questions or comment in that chat box. So no matter what, you're still being able to fully participate, whether you can show up live or not.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be great.
I'm very, very excited. And I'm
Oh
all you also get a care packet. So
yeah.
obviously, there's not, we can't go over every single detailed thing because it would honestly be like a full fucking day, okay? To do something like that. And I will go to the end, like when my I have no response left, we will stop. But you're gonna get a
Like
care.
is there an end?
Is like, I'll just bring my
Jokes.
pillow
I got jokes.
I'll just like put it on the desk and rest my head.
Yes.
But you're going to be getting a care packet that's going to break down all of the new moon and full moon activations through the gates that will be happening as we talk about them on here. And especially also if you pick up the program breakdown, which is a really great roadmap, by the way, that's completely free. That's emailed to you every week that we drop these transit episodes, the program recap. You get the program breakdown the next day that actually breaks down each of the gates that we're talking about and a deeper explanation. So if you go to the show notes or description down below, you'll be able, all you have to do is put in your email. And you'll automatically get them on Tuesday when this episode drops. So yeah, we're gonna be going through a lot. As I said, it's only $55. Go to the description down below and you can claim your ticket. You'll automatically get a link in your product section on the website of the link for the Zoom call that'll be on January 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So like I said, if you can't make it live, you'll still be able to get the replay. It'll 150% be worth it. I'm going to blow everyone's minds because a lot of systems are getting dismantled this next year. I believe the entire structure of the school system is going to start getting reorganized, changed. The way we communicate with each other is going to completely change. Technology is going to completely change when Pluto moves back into Aquarius because it dipped its toes or in March. Now it's going back again as we move forward. So it's going back into Aquarius or moving forward into Aquarius. We do have, if you want to check out a recent episode that I did on two of the most transformative transits for 2024, you can go to what episode was that? Or we can, you know what? We'll link it down below in the description, but we can tell you if Leah remembers
I
the
think
number.
it's 154. Nope, 155.
155. Yeah. Episode 155, transformative transits for 2024. You know what? I like to give things a mouthful so that I can like, fumble over my words. But
Yeah.
that's a really great episode. Definitely go check it out. I give you dates that you're going to want to mark in your calendar. And yeah, so I'm very excited about all the opportunities that are coming in 2024. And I also want to say I don't do any fear mongering. I'm not one of those fucking types of people. I am going to tell you when things are not good. I don't sugarcoat, as you guys probably know on here, but I'm also here to empower. So even though there might be challenging moments this next year, I'm going to help you during the yearly forecast on how to work through them. Okay. So I guess this,
Let's shift to our next
our next
topic.
segment, which is we call this one True View High and Transferred View Low. So if you don't know what view is, if you're looking at your human design chart right now, I want you to look up at the top where those arrows are. You're looking at the bottom right arrow. That is called your view or perspective. Okay. And that shows you the lens in which the way you see the world. Okay. This is also connected to your astrological nodes. Okay. It shows you movement. When you can see clearly, you can be clearly, and then you can move clearly. Okay. That's the whole point of view. And then it actually also connects to your tikkun in Kabbalah, but we won't go there right now. So we like to play this little game called True View High, Transfer View Low, where we talk about high moments of the week where people, maybe you've heard of Rose and Thorn or highs and lows. That's a similar episode, but it's through the lens of the way we see the world. So wants to go first.
You can go.
Okay. So I guess my high for the last week or so, excuse me while I dab my nose, was my birthday. I mean, obviously, it has to be my birthday.
Obviously.
Unless,
Yeah.
I guess, unless my birthday sucked, then I guess it wouldn't be my birthday.
No.
'Cause you like, what's that song? It's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to. I feel
Yeah.
like that's been many of my birthdays. It's I'll have to say it's very challenging to have a birthday 5 days before Christmas.
Can
You know,
imagine.
I've spent a lot of lonely birthdays.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. But I'll also say one of the highs of this birthday was how many people actually wished me a happy birthday. I have never had in my life this many people wish me a happy birthday, and thank you so much for you guys that have wished me a happy birthday that are listening to this podcast. I thought sometimes I think nobody's listening, you know, with having an open throat, and also the 26.2 that I have. I think it's in my Venus because I have the 26 in two places, and now I'm forgetting the line for them. I think it's the 26.2 is in Venus, and that line can feel like nobody's hearing me. Nobody's listening to the value that I'm providing. It's the second line. It's internal, right? The second line can't see outside of itself. And so, you know, it's interesting the way our designs can really sabotage us in a lot of ways when we don't have awareness around it. It's our designs are very contradictory in a lot of ways, you know? And so it's like a lot of times I feel like my design can exasperate my trauma that is actually through my design. It's just constant bumping up against each other. So it was really amazing to see. And I'm still having people after a few days later still wishing me a happy birthday. And I'm just like, okay, you guys can do this every day if you want, even when it's not my birthday. Just wish me a happy birthday. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much for everyone that has wished me a happy birthday. I really do appreciate you so much as an open throat, you know, feeling all the things I just said. But so on my birthday, we went to Charlotte. I really love Charlotte. It's a city. I'm Kitchen's environment. We went to the planetarium and the funniest thing, in the museum, and the funniest, excuse me, the funniest thing when we were in the planetarium, and before it started, they had a bunch of questions on the planets that they were asking people. And so one of the questions was, when was Uranus founded? And I just like blurted out
You're like, I know,
1781.
I
I'm like 1781. And then this kid behind me was like, you guessed that. And I turned to him. I said, no. I'm like fighting with a child. I'm like, you have such a defined heart.
Yeah.
And it's such a sag. I'm like, no. I'm like, I know the planets. I study them. And it was just really funny. But yeah, so we had a really good time. I got to spend the day with my family. Dave took off of work, and yeah, that was my high. And then my low, this one's a little confusing because the low is actually with what I one of them was actually with what I was just talking about with my body. If you guys didn't know, in 2010 I was hit by a car on my bike. And I've been having, you know, obvious body issues ever since. And one of the core problems in my body is that the trauma. I know that there's trauma that is stored in a lot of my ailments. And so I had come across the workout witch. I don't know if you guys know who she is. Highly recommend, especially if you like somatic workouts or you're interested in somatic workouts or interested in healing the body. Definitely check her out, The Workout Witch on Instagram. She had a course that, and she had explained the exact pain points that I have in my body, like to a T. And I was just like, she has answers. I'm just like, she has them. And so I bought the course and I've been doing it for the last couple weeks now. And so the other day I had the biggest release of my life where it brought up all of the trauma, all of the personal transferred trauma of not of feeling that ignored. So if you guys don't know, my true view is power. My transferred view is personal. Power is all about being able to spot, honestly, success. Like I am like, it's all about hierarchy and Raw talks about like the winners and losers of the game. That's why I also like to say like we are in a gaming system, and that's what these transits are. I'm help guiding you through how to be successful. And then transferred personal is honestly creating these personal stories that aren't real. So I've had all this the personal stories that surrounded my accident stuck in my body, and I had like an exorcism, and everything was released. And I was exhausted and I felt like a zombie. And I was like, the noises that came out of me, I've never heard them before. And there's still some work to do on my body, but I don't feel like I have more mobility now. Like the tension that's been in my body, it's like significantly reduced. And so if anybody has any body trauma, highly recommend checking out the workout, which so I'll stop talking about that because I know that we need to move on here, and I'll pass it over to Leah.
That's really cool. I'll check it out for sure. I would say so. I'm wanting view and survival transferred, and wanting view. I had shoulder surgery 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago almost now,
Wow.
and I have been doing a lot of physical therapy and this laser treatment, which is like really cool. So I go into this office, and it's like this red laser treatment that he's doing on my shoulder, and it's helped a lot, and I haven't had any trouble. I've used my ice and, pain medications way less. I've only been taking Advil maybe like once or twice a day, and that's it. So that's really great. And things are slow, but I'm progressing. So that's like I'm focusing on all the positive stuff because like this is the time where I don't want things to like go crazy. So I'm like following all the rules and the directions of my care providers, and it's just been I knew it was going to be a tough healing process, but it wasn't as tough as the last couple times. So I
Yeah.
feel like that's all really great stuff. I can't say I've had a lot of survival stuff lately, which is good. And because I'm trying to really focus on staying in my true self, I know it's probably back and forth, but I can't pin anything specifically. So I know that doesn't really like answer all of our questions, but I feel like it's just been a really good. I mean, I have days where I am in pain or I feel sore, but yeah,
Oh
I'm just
God,
kind of.
your mindset around money, because that's one of your biggest transferred
Yeah,
survival.
I mean, it's a tough season. We have four birthdays and Christmas and all of that
Yeah.
stuff, so that's kind of tight. But I mean, that's happening. So I'm working on or the
Trying the
Pearl
Venus and
sequence.
Flex, the pearl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been starting that. It's long, so I'm
I
just
know
in
it
the
is.
beginning phases, but yeah, I mean I'm excited to see where that takes me.
Yeah. What's weird about the pearl sequence is I'm like, did we talk about this too? I'm like, things that I think I said to you, I don't think I said. But I have this whole new framework that I've create that I got a download through a few weeks ago. Actually, it was during the new moon Sagittarius, around that time I got this download. And I'm hopefully going to be creating a reading to start with before I see what needs to go next. Because as a generator, I need to do things in steps. And right now I need to collect information as a first line. And so I want to do a reading. Like if you're listening to this right now and you're interested in what I'm saying, you can feel free to reach out to me, because I think I'm only going to take 10 people for an intro price for this. But basically, I've created a framework and a reading around turning your dreams into a reality. And so I figured out this whole path through one of the streams in the body graph, mixed with both your Jupiters. and your view. And together, it shows you where the shadow of what's holding you back from what you really want to materialize in this world. It shows you the shadow part of that and the blocks around that. And then it shows you how to actually take that into working through that information and seeing it for what it is, and then showing you how to take aligned action through that. And so
Cool.
then when I saw the pearl sequence, I was like, oh, this is, because I had never done that before. I've done the Venus sequence. And so I recently did the pearl sequence, and I was like, oh, wow, that's the same thing. Not the same thing, that it incorporates a lot of the same elements that I've put into this new framework, and I didn't even know. And I was, it's almost like I got confirmation that like I'm going the right direction, because I didn't even know what that was. I've only done the Venus. So yeah, if anybody is interested in doing a one of my new readings, turning your dreams into a reality, I saw a great reading to get done at the beginning of 2024. To show you how to materialize, manifest, generate, whichever word you resonate with. I resonate with generating because I'm a generator. I never resonated with the word manifest. I was like, I don't, it doesn't feel like something that isn't an inequality that I carry. Everything's a build for me. So yeah, so that's what's going on. I guess we can jump in now to our next segment, which is the recap.
Hi there. We wanted to share with you more ways to connect with us and our free and paid resources and offers that will help you elevate your life and begin to tap into your fullest potential to live out your dreams. First up, we have created a free tips and tricks to understanding your strategy and authority and a free crash course on the transits that you can find in our beginner's path on our website in the show notes down below. And if you're ready to get a deeper understanding of the human design language and how to apply this to your very own chart, check out our user manual to your true self. And if you've been studying human design for a while and ready to lift up the hood of your vehicle and take a peek inside to better understand your process, we have created a mini variables class on the four radical transformations. Now, we do not have view or motivation available to purchase, but we have recently developed a kick-ass variable intensive called the Color Code Variable Intensive. That is a 5-week journey through the radical four transformations. And because our last round went so well that I can't even put into words, I can't even describe, but we are doing it again this fall. So please make sure you are subscribed to our email list because early bird enrollment is about to be made available. And lastly, if you are interested in one-on-ones with me, Crystal, then check out my readings on our website down below to snag one of my reading spots or email us the word waitlist to be added to the next available openings as I get booked up very quickly. And everything else that you might be interested in, you can find on our website, humandesignastro.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for some prime education. Now let's go listen to the rest of this captivating episode.
So, as I said, we're talking about this. This is going to be from the 25th through the 31st. So on Monday, we move from a focus on the heart and how our love of self was the focus that we just had. And at the end of the day, or depending on where you are in the world, because it's everyone's, we do have people that listen to us all over the world. So it depends on, look at your time zone. Okay. But we will be moving into a new focus on Monday on Christmas, which I find this to be very fascinating. All about what it means to be alive, the joyous. Super interesting to have, as I said, this energy coming in on Christmas. In order to know how to make things better, we also need to learn to appreciate the beauty of the world around us. You might feel a pressure to improve with this program, okay? Especially if you have an undefined or open root. You might feel a pressure to improve. And what's going to support and ground you is some more pressure. And this always happens towards the end of a year. Okay. And that's what it's like. People don't realize how much we are being influenced by the planets. At the end of every year, we have a lot of pressure gates that come through that go, I gotta plan out my entire year, next year. And I need to figure out how to be successful because there's all this, these pressure gates coming in. Okay. And so, we're getting more pressure that's going to ground us in a pressure that really wants us to be still, which is really hard. A pressure to be still, kind of contradictory, right? And so our focus says, enjoy life, look out at the beauty, and how can we continue to bring more beauty into this world? But the earth says, wait, take a moment, take a pause, and then maybe you will be able to see how to move forward. Okay, so remember what I just said, because that's actually going to be the activation for the full moon that's happening on Tuesday. So we get a full moon in Cancer, which I think we all need right now. I think we need this. We really need this. Full moons are completions of where you were 6 months ago. So where were you 6 months ago during new moon Cancer? I actually remember this one very, very vividly because my oldest son is a Cancer. So Cancer is a cardinal water sign, and it's all about the internal home, caring and nurturing the self, our bodies, our even our physical homes. Okay. As I said, my oldest son, who is a manifestor, is also a Cancer. I have never seen a more caring human being in my entire life. He truly wants to care for his people and especially his family. Cancers are very family oriented people, whether it's your actual family or your chosen family. This is a time to come together. And the activation for this full moon is asking you to pause, have some restraint on taking action, nurture and care for your being. Take a look back at how far you have come. Recharge your battery. Okay. That would probably be the title. If I were to give a title of this full moon, recharge your battery. Okay. Before 2024, because it's, as I said, this is the year that everything changes. So this is an opportunity to take a moment, be still, pause, release, surrender, and regather and regroup. The world is about to change in a very big way, and this full moon is going to offer you a chance to reset and care for yourself before then. So as always, we'll be sharing the direct activation and more details on this full moon and the program that we will be discussing this week in our program breakdown. This is a free roadmap, okay? Free roadmap and guide to your success through the cosmic codes that are carved out through the planets, okay? We explain the gates and meanings more in depth in the program breakdown. And you have, all you have to do is go down to the description and show notes down below and subscribe to our email list, and you'll automatically get the program breakdown on Tuesday, the 26th. So the next big cosmic event is happening on Saturday, the 30th, right? Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I thought the 30th wasn't a Saturday. I was like, is that right? It's right. So Saturday the 30th, Jupiter will go direct. And as a Sagittarius, and I think maybe some other Sagittarius are like, thank the stars above, okay? Or maybe it's just me, I don't know. Because Jupiter is the second largest neutrino stream, if you did not know, that we receive. And if you don't know what a neutrino is, when you're like, what the fuck is a neutrino? We also have another free course. We have a free course. I'm like, this is a really killer course that I just want everybody to have it. So we made it free, but it's our crash course in the planets and the transits. It's free. And we will give you the foundation to understand how the energy actually moves through us and more on the planets. So, you can go to the show notes down below, and go to our products section.
Yeah.
It's also
in the notes below, I believe. So.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, Leo will make sure that it's there, so you can just easily click it. It's called the crash course for the planets and the transits. Very easy. you'll find it down below in the show notes. So Jupiter is moving direct on the 30th, and I feel like this is going to be like really rejuvenating for a lot of us. Parts of you that carry Jupiter will begin to expand and move forward. We'll discuss the gate Jupiter is going direct in the program breakdown that comes out on Tuesday after this episode drops. So then the last thing I'm going to talk about, Sunday, which is actually New Year's Eve, we get the start of a new program also in the root. And I also want to tell you that I don't believe the new year actually starts on January 1st. I believe the new year starts actually on the human design new year, which is actually going to be on January 22nd when gate 41 moves into the sun. That's when the new year actually starts, because it's the initiator codon. It's, if you look at it, it's in the root. It's the little seed that starts everything. And so we'll be discussing also in our yearly forecast, we're going to be discussing the human design new year as well. So are you seeing a theme here? This happens every year. The program is working just as it's supposed to. This is going to be a focus on the pressure to know what's worth fighting for. What is actually worth the struggle, which will actually pour into the week of the new year? What do you want out of life? What do you want out of 2024? Then what's going to ground us in the opposite end of the root is the pressure to provoke. Sometimes in order to know what to fight for, we have to poke it. And we are actually going to have a full access to the frequency of the poker, the hot poker that I like to call. We're going to have the full. So all non-emotionals speaking to you will really feel this energy. Okay. So it's time to wake up the spirit and liberate your being. And that is what is going on for the last week of 2023.
Awesome. So I will go over the tarot for all of the types. I actually split the generators and manifesting generators this time. Okay. And if you didn't already check out my Instagram post, this is an extension of what I wrote on there. You can follow me, the Splenic Projector. Crystal has wrote up our solstice thing, our solstice rituals yesterday. We've already passed the solstice, but follow Journey Through HD and also the Human Design Astro Club, all of us, so that you can get more information on rituals or other posts
education,
that we have.
And I do a lot of educational posts as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to make human design fun. That's what we do.
So for the manifestors, I pulled the Two of Swords, and it's kind of washed out here. Sorry, YouTubers. I'm showing all the people on the YouTube and Spotify, because you can watch us and listen on Spotify. For manifestors, the Two of Swords is asking manifestors to kind of take a second to stop and close your eyes and really listen to the inner calling, your inner intuition, your inner authority, to make a decision right now. There's something that's changing. There's water here and there's also the land, but there's the Two Swords. It's like, okay, there's a decision that I have to be making right now. And the answer is within you. It's not an external decision maker. It's what is your inner authority calling for you to make a decision on, and taking a rest, take a seat, you know, meditate on it, do something that will help you follow that or urge or follow that answer toward the decision making that you have coming for you. So maybe there's some sort of decision coming up in your life. It could be whether it's a pivoting, or it could be personal, it could be business related. So take some time to really see what it is that's your inner authority is asking or calling for you to do. I have these mixed up. The second one is for the manifesting generators, and it's the Page of Swords. And this is a very like free spirited card. And I feel like it reflects the manifesting generators a lot, because it's like, you guys are just always kind of changing and shifting, and you're showing us that it's okay to kind of, do one thing and then move on to another. And especially for manifesting generators, you have this ability to kind of shift to the next thing. And so this is a card that kind of shows like you've been working really hard on a lot of stuff lately. You've been really using your sacral juice to work toward your own version of success, whatever that looks like for you, and maybe be prepared for some sort of challenge. There's some clouds and the page is holding a sword, sort of like it's ready for some shadow work or some sort of disruption that might be coming, and you're able to kind of slice through that, and you're kind of ready to take care of whatever that roadblock might be, and to be open to possibility. So there could be, you know, there could be some frustration or anger that might be coming up, but just allow those feelings to kind of work through, and don't let those situations or roadblocks kind of stop you from moving toward your goals and what it is that you're working toward. So then for the generators, we have the Hierophant. I feel like this guy has come up a lot this year. And he's about showing about wisdom and knowledge. And you guys really show us what it is like to kind of light up the world and bring people together. And depending on, you know, your chart and all of your different variables, or there's a lot of nuance to all of this anyway, but take a look at your chart and see, or your life right now, what is it that you want to help teach somebody? Do you want to teach somebody something? Are you ready to share your powerful gifts with the world or with those who want to hear what it is that you have to offer? So there are people that are waiting for you that are, you know, kind of orbiting you right now. And that could be in your personal life. It could be with your work. It could be a new project that you're working on. And they're here to kind of learn from you, learn that wisdom, that awesome wisdom that you have, that you've been working on. They want to learn from you. So, and then also be clear with communication. There's a lot of communication that comes up with this card, and being open to having that discussion and have it be kind of open-ended. Like, you know, you're learning from other people, they're learning from you. There could be a lot of variety there. So share that light with everybody. Projectors, I know this seems kind of dim and dark, but for projectors, where do you need to stop letting other people step over you, step all over you? Are you forcing yourself to be invited to things? Are you forcing recognition? Are you not seeing the recognition for yourself? Maybe you feel a little bit of burnout right now and you need to kind of like take a break, take a rest, take a little nappy poo. And because maybe you're just doing too much right now. So there's probably a chance that you're feeling a little bit run down. So I would take this time, this opportunity to kind of like rest, let it be, let your sacral, your undefined or open sacral, like take a little rest, because we've all been working really hard, but I think this is really like, you gotta take some rest, or your body's going to tell you that you have to take a rest.
I feel like projectors have no choice.
We don't have a choice. We just lay down. It's just like, I'm going down now.
Yeah. Goodbye. Like where the generator is like, I'll push through this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then lastly, we have reflectors. And so this is the Magician, and you have some really powerful tools in your tool belt. You have a lot of knowledge, and you have a lot of opportunity. You might have some opportunity right now to kind of share that magic, share those tools, share your magic with others, and really reflect out to the world like your energy, you know, like what is it that you want to share with others right now? And how can you kind of tap into that? There's just so much abundance on this card. You have just so much to offer, and use what Crystal said with the transits to kind of boost that feeling of energy. Look at your chart, look at where all the transits are in your chart. What's being activated right now? Because you have no defined centers. So what is it that's being activated? How can you kind of tap into that energy so that you can, you know, share it with others? I feel like that would be really important.
Yeah. You that's are like pure magic, because you are the most malleable of all the types. You can, you transform every day, sometimes every hour,
every moment,
every minute, into something new. Or how many types are you in a day? Sometimes, you know, with how much, depending on how active the planets are that day, you could be a few different types that you're connecting to, that you're borrowing from.
Right.
So thank you so much for everybody. I'm sorry, I got this new camera. Guys, if you're watching me on YouTube and you keep seeing like, why the hell does she keep moving around like my camera?
Yeah.
Because I got fancy. Okay,
That's good.
like I said, we have a lot of really big things coming in 2024. So we had to upgrade, or I did at least. Leah will get there.
I'll
She's
be
gonna,
upgrading.
yeah. But 2023 has been a year of like almost like a reset, is what I feel like 2023 has been. And we want to thank you so much for being part of the Human Design and
Yeah.
Astro Club in whatever capacity that you have been. And we really look forward to providing for you guys in 2024. So,
Absolutely.
I would say that we'll see you in 2024, but we do have another episode dropping this week. So I'll see you over there on the next episode, and then we'll see you in 2024.
We'll see ya. Thanks for
All right.
listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of our podcast on the Human Design and Astro Club. We hope you have found the information insightful and useful. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving us a review and sharing it with your friends and family. We love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us with any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.